Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, in hour number one. And LeBron James finishes with a triple-double, 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists to lead the Cleveland Cavaliers to their first NBA title with that 93-89 win over the Golden State Warriors in a highly entertaining Game 7. It definitely delivered. We are so delighted to welcome back to our show. He's a regular contributor right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. That, of course, is Motez Bashara, CNN World Sports feature writer and best-selling author. His book, Beating the NBA, Tales of a Frugal Fan. And, of course, this interview is being brought to you by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. Good evening on this Friday night, Motez.
Hi, Big E. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you back. And, of course, the Cavs become the first team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals to come back and win it all and to win the championship. What will you remember about this team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, in the 2015-2016 season?
Oh, wow. They came back from a ton of adversity. There was obviously the coaching upheaval mid-season. There were, you know, personnel changes. They brought in some new faces on the bench. There were a lot of question marks. A lot of people were saying that, you know, the teammates weren't getting along. LeBron wasn't getting along with Kevin Love, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess what I'd remember the most is the way they really turned things around when it was when they were down 3-1. And then they rallied back in historic fashion. And I guess, you know, the one defining moment was really the block, LeBron James block on Iguodala, you know, with, I think, less than 2 minutes to go, maybe a minute 30 to go. I think that really summed it up perfectly, because it was all about just sheer will at that point.
Hey, Motez Bashara is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, CNN feature writer. And, of course, we're talking about James. He brings the trophy back home to Cleveland. And definitely, as you're talking about with that block, asserted his will. Is this the greatest finals you ever witnessed from a player?
It probably is, if I'm being honest. I mean, it's definitely up there. I think he's the first player to lead his team in every single statistical category. So minutes, points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. Basically, he played all five positions. He really wore the Superman cape. I don't know if we've ever seen that before. Leading, you know, he had almost 9 assists a game, which are point guard numbers. But at the same time, he had, you know, he had center numbers with 11 rebounds. He had this. I mean, it was just incredible. He didn't shoot particularly amazingly, which kind of makes the numbers even more impressive, because he didn't have a lot of space to operate most of the time. Is it the greatest? I think probably the greatest since the 80s, you know, since the heyday of the Magic Johnson Bird era. But they had, you know, they had better pieces around them. And, you know, LeBron was basically operating with Kyrie, and nobody else was really doing much of the scoring. Guys were doing some of the little stuff, but those two were doing the heavy lifting, and then LeBron was really the leader of the outfit. So, yeah, I got to say it probably was.
Well, LeBron James, I mean, just that willful dominance, it is incredible just to think about how he can totally change the finish of a game.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, speaking of finishes, you know, it really came down to the wire. You know, with a minute to go, it was tied, and it could have gone either way. And had Curry made one of those open looks, you know, we'd be having a different conversation right now. The whole world would be having a different conversation. But, you know, the ball didn't bounce. He took some terrible shots, really. He had the looks, but poor shot selection, not patient enough. And, you know, it's all landed on LeBron, and they get to celebrate. So, yeah, I mean, you know, kind of happy for them, to be honest.
Well, it is remarkable just how he can control a game and just take over. So much attention on LeBron James. But Kyrie Irving, I just think, was, you know, superb in this series. And I don't think, you know, Motez, necessarily that he gets enough credit. I mean, really a difference maker. And I think his game just went to a whole new level this season.
I agree 100%. I don't think he quite got the credit, especially when they were having all the celebrations at the end. I didn't really see him interviewed on the floor, which was kind of interesting. Look, without Kyrie, they don't win. It's as simple as that, you know. He not only did he have some super clutch shooting, and LeBron just didn't have the legs to make any of the jump shots at the end. So it was down to Kyrie to really come up with the scoring, and they really should have gone to him probably even more often. He was fantastic. He turned his game around. The first couple of games in those blowout losses in Oakland, he was terrible. And he really became efficient. He became more patient with his shots. They worked that pick and roll all night long, and it worked like a charm. And he's a supremely confident guy. And he obviously had a chip on his shoulder and something to prove, because nobody was talking about him to start the series, and everyone was talking about the Splash Brothers. And he was guarding Steph Curry, two-time MVP, for most of the series, and, you know, he came out ahead.
Hey, Motez Bashara, back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're breaking down the NBA Finals. The Cleveland Cavaliers are your 2016 NBA champions. And I want to zero in on the head coach, Tyronn Lue. Just your view of really how he outsmarted Steve Kerr. He deserves definitely some credit.
He certainly does. I mean, Tyronn Lue was put in a very difficult situation. And he's very young, you know, for a head coach. I think he's either 37 or 39. He's definitely under 40. And, you know, to already win a championship is a massive deal for a coach that young. He was put in a difficult spot. He's not that much older than some of the guys on the team. And he really took authority. You know, there was a story going around that at one point, maybe a month into when he took over, there was some yapping on the sideline, and
yeah.
LeBron was saying something,
mm-hmm.
and he turned around and just told him to shut it, you know, and he used more colorful language than that, and he said, I got this, you know.
Yeah.
And I think from that point on, the guys woke up and said, okay, we actually have a guy we can trust on the sideline who's a leader, and we're going to listen to what he says. Some of the subbing was a little bit questionable when he took out Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love at
mm-hmm.
the same time.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think in the second quarter, and the Cavs were down by 7 at the half. But then he brought in the big guns, and, you know, things worked to his advantage. You know, let's be honest here. Having LeBron James on the court is also like having another coach out there. At the end of the day, you've got probably the smartest player in basketball in terms of basketball IQ and seeing the floor. I mean, you've got the guy out there. So part of coaching is to let your players also play, and I think he did a good job with that.
And what is it about this new trend we're seeing? Of course, it was last year, first-year head coach, rookie coach in Steve Kerr, and now Ty Lue.
Yeah, and both, you know, were playing not too long ago. I guess it says something that players, you know, can relate to guys who are younger, who are in their 40s or 30s, who were playing not long ago, who they watched playing and watched win championships. You know, Kerr obviously won multiple rings with the Bulls and the Spurs, and Lue won two with the Lakers. And, you know, if you grow up watching these guys, you got to respect them. Whereas, you know, I remember Shaq didn't even know that Lenny Wilkins really played in the NBA when Lenny was coaching, and which is shocking because he's, you know, he's obviously a Hall of Fame guard. But those older, you know, that older generation is pretty much going by the wayside now. We're seeing younger guys, or guys like Brad Stevens coming right out of college and doing a great job. So I think the trend is to go younger, and obviously when you got guys winning back-to-back championships, it's a copycat league, and everyone's going to be doing that now.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we are going one-on-one with CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. If you listen to our program each and every week, he has been on our program many, many times. Of course, we're talking about Motez Bashara. And Motez, connect with our audience across the country. Where can they check out some of your work?
Well, you can check out my Twitter feed at The Frugal Fan, or go to my website, thefrugalfan.com, or just check out CNN Sports, and you can see my stuff on there.
We're continuing to celebrate the Cleveland Cavaliers. They accomplished the unimaginable on Sunday with a Game 7 win over the Golden State Warriors. Visiting with Motez Bashara, CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales of a Frugal Fan. Stick around. Much more NBA talk coming your way.